This is David Dawson with a special On the Wing. This coming weekend, May 6th through 8th, 2005, is the 10th annual Grays Harbor Shorebird Festival in Hoquiam, Washington. We visited the Grays Harbor National Wildlife Refuge at Bowerman Basin to get a preview with refuge biologist Marion Bailey.
During the springtime, the shorebirds are starting their long migration from the southern climates to the northern climates, and they're heading up toward Alaska to do their breeding. And it's critical that they have places to stop and refuel along the way. There are a number of known basins that they do stop at. The numbers are much lower on the Pacific coast than they are on the Atlantic coast, and thus the importance of these refuges, these areas where the birds can stop over and refuel, rest, and proceed on their way, are really critical to conserve. Over time, the land was purchased by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service and is a federally protected refuge. The Fish and Wildlife Service refuge system protects lands throughout the United States. Every state in the Union does have at least one refuge now, and I believe that there are over 540 at this time. The shorebirds start migrating north, and the impetus for them to get north is to get their breeding site selected, to get their nesting activities going, their courtship behavior, and they have a very, very limited time frame to pull off laying eggs and raising up their chicks before it becomes winter. This is up in Alaska. And so they are in a direct flight straight north, and they stop over at these stopover sites. This is one of them, Grays Harbor. And it's important for them to be able to rest from their lengthy migration, get as much food as they can with as little effort as possible, and then they will proceed on their way. The Grays Harbor Refuge has a good resource of food availability for these birds, as well as protection. The shorebirds start to come in, and they're foraging throughout the whole basin, which is about 94 square miles of mudflat, tremendous resource for thousands and thousands and thousands of birds. And as the tide rises, these birds are forced off of the water or right at the interface of the water and the mud. That's where they're foraging, and they're forced closer and closer to shore. Those areas that are a little bit lower in elevation will be completely inundated, and that forces the shorebirds into higher areas. The refuge, therefore, really shows how spectacular and how important it is. It's a little higher in elevation, so that allows the birds to be able to forage for a little bit longer here at the refuge after they've lost other habitat due to the rising water. While the birds are out here, of course, when there's thousands and thousands and thousands of birds, it's also an excellent prey source for any aerial raptor that may try and take advantage of that. And indeed, we do have peregrines that are found out here, and also merlins are probably the two major avian predators. And they do come in and try and grab birds to forage on, and it's truly amazing to watch. Sometimes you're rooting for the peregrines, sometimes you're rooting for the shorebirds, and everyone who has seen it has just been enthralled. The festival coming up is an annual event, and it is a celebration of the migration of the birds through the area. There are many scopes set up. The public will be able to come and look through some very nice high-quality scopes and be able to see these birds up close. We'll have people out here to help identify the birds for them. We also will have a number of excellent birders taking people on tours in other areas within the Grays Harbor area. This is a fabulous birding location for everyone. We'll have a banquet on Saturday evening where we have the noted speaker, Dennis Paulson, is going to come and talk with us. And he's a fabulous birder. He's written a number of books. And we'll also have a fundraising auction. There's such tremendous ability to find great places to bird out here. It's a wonderful meeting of the Olympic Mountains and the old growth forest with the interface of the shore, and that ecotone is just rich with biodiversity. And so many people come out for so many different reasons. And if everyone could just say, you know, I'm in your area because of this really nice natural resource that you have, and just let the people know what a special place they have.
The festival's website is at shorebirdfestival.com.